Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, sinus allergies and scrotum. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
I bought some Twinkies. I bought some Ding Dongs. I bought some Ho-Hos and some powdered sugar donuts. I poured some sugar in my Pepsi. I had 7 cups of coffee with some fudge. I ate a Snickers bar. I ate a Almond Joy. I poured some sugar on a Milky Way and ate it. And now I'm driving on the freeway. And if you cut me off, I think I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, yeah, kill you, kill you.
I pulled a booger out of my nose. I poured some sugar on the booger and I ate it. I'm eating sugar boogers. I'm eating sugar boogers.
Yeah, yeah, sugar, sugar, kill you. Sugar's good, yeah. Beep.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick did not hear this story yesterday. Christy, I don't know if you have it over there.
Yeah, I do.
That there is a legit allergy to semen.
Yep, health experts.
I think we've had this story, yeah.
Say it's more common than once thought, known medically as seminal plasma hypersensitivity, or, of course, everybody knows, SPH. The condition is triggered.
No, that helps you prevent sunburn.
That's SPF.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
What's your SPH?
Yeah, if you're rubbing semen on yourself to, wouldn't that be great if it prevented sunburn?
I thought.
Well, I'm out. I guess you better back up.
Didn't Cleopatra rub that on her? Isn't that the legend? Or
oh, really?
Or as like a moisturizer?
Yeah, or something. Yeah, I think so.
SPH.
Can you imagine if that was a new from L'Oreal? You hear this horse. Fury's having a good time.
This is triggered not by actual sperm cells, but by proteins in the fluid that carries them called seminal plasma. Symptoms can range from localized burning, itching, and swelling to full body reaction, like hives, wheezing, runny nose, and even anaphylaxis.
And at the same time, Josh and I said the exact same thing.
Yep.
If you're allergic to semen, it's ready, Josh?
Yes.
It's very similar to a nut allergy.
Nut allergy.
See.
Very nice, gentlemen.
Wow. I don't know. I had not heard of that. And apparently it's also possible for a man to be allergic to his own.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
In very rare cases.
Sounds like a living nightmare.
It does.
And it's, as she's indicated, it's not the little swimming tadpoles.
No.
It's the...
fluid around it's
the the seminal plasma, not the sperm.
Right.
There you go. Yeah, seminal plasma. They had a couple great MTV era hits. I'm sure you can remember those. Then this is appropriate. John writes, I'm allergic to semen. That's why I don't visit naval bases. Oh. Okay, we get that. Thank you. Now, this one will tie into one of Chick's favorite movies.
Okay.
We were talking about national parks. And there was some kind of world record yesterday.
Yeah, a guy and his son, 15 hours, they visited 51 national parks.
15 days, 50, they would have visited every national park. He goes, interesting trivia, Yellowstone, the first national park, Mackinac Island, the second.
Huh. Thanks. We could have looked that up if we cared.
There's more to it, Josh.
Oh, all right.
Mackinac Island is where one of my favorite movies, Somewhere in Time, was filmed. That's
oh,
why
sure,
he's
yeah.
About.
Yeah,
it's in the Mackinac Straits.
But does that say that in the letter, or is this guy just giving
us
a...
No, I don't know why the guy shared this with us. But with
You'll
us.
See.
I guess we can't ask for windbags and then get angry when windbags
that's
chime
That's true.
In.
But that's... He goes, I was in college... I almost had a summer job at the famous Grand Hotel.
I know. He almost banged Jane Seymour. I know. Yeah. Am I close?
No. Oh. That movie was made, in like 79 or 80, I think?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And part of it was filmed on Mackinac Island, and it featured Christopher Reeve.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I was living in Ironwood, Michigan, 7 hours west of the Mackinac Bridge. I saw an ad in the paper, called the number, was offered a job on Mackinac Island on the Grand Hotel grounds crew.
Mm-hmm.
And the Grand Hotel is featured in that movie, of course. I packed up a suitcase and hitched a ride east. I finally got to the Grand Hotel. I went to the hiring office, filled out some paperwork. The lady said I'd need to get a haircut. I had hair down to the middle of my back. It had taken me years to grow. I said I wouldn't cut my hair. She started to berate me for not agreeing. I told him how long it had taken to grow and that a 2-month job wasn't worth it. He left. So he goes, I know they're supposed to be an equal opportunity employer, not discriminating due to race, age, gender, or a lot of things, but long hair and a guy was fair
game. I got
a
haircut before this email, and I need another one now.
That's the story.
I think it's a good story.
Oh, crap.
I don't know how, but I'm going to be blamed for this entire...
You like a movie.
Entire exchange just because I like some movie.
Oh, my God.
You are so stuck in, man, I'm not going to cut my hair, man.
I just thought because it was Somewhere in Time. Yes, I know this is one of your favorite movies, right?
You're trying to do a good thing.
I was trying to do it for Chick.
I didn't get the
first sentence out before I was berated. There's nothing to this story.
We were okay. Right. People love that sort of thing, though. And we were correct.
Right.
It's not
the guy
that.
Hitchhiked all the way across.
There's a guy hitchhiking right now.
People hitchhiked all the time back then.
I am a little surprised that Michigan is 7 hours wide.
The Upper Peninsula is a long haul.
It's wider up on the Upper Peninsula than it is in the South.
They're both long.
Do you think we could go?
It's surprising that it takes 7 hours to get from one side of the state to the other.
Pennsylvania is 5 hours.
Exactly.
Other than Alaska, what is the longest drive in a state?
Anywhere with
Texas,
you.
Texas, California, north to south has got to be
really
long.
Yeah, that's got to be a long drive.
The full Texas.
Texas thing?
Yeah, Key West to Pensacola is a long haul.
Oh, boy, yeah.
You've done that, Pat.
Oh, many times.
But yeah, you can. I wonder how many states you can stay in for 24 hours driving at freeway speed. Maybe California.
Well, if you go around in a circle, you could stay.
I think
the boring letter has led to a boring conversation.
No, it's led to
a boring morning.
It's led to the girl being wrong. It's a long show, Josh.
That doesn't mean we have to fill it with crap. Oh, yeah, I got a house. Well, just throw it. I have an extra bedroom. Well, fill it with feces.
You want me to read this letter?
Do you think it's possible for you to go 1 week? I'm going to 5 days. Monday through Friday of shows without saying the word Michigan. Do you think that's possible?
We should try it.
There's no way.
Again, these letters were passed along to me.
Do you think it's possible? I'm asking you a question.
Yes, I'll edit myself for the next week.
I don't believe
you. You get fined if you say Michigan.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't know what happened to you in Michigan. I hope you got... laid by Gina, Lola, Brigida, and all her sisters. But I'm talking about in your line.
Can I?
But you are in love with that state, man.
Can I mention Lake Superior?
No. Nothing over the 38th parallel or whatever the hell it is up there.
Well, then I want to say hi to Brandon. You know what you wrote me about. I'm glad you had fun. I will not mention it.
There you go.
No. Now I'm curious. I want to hear what you thought you and Brandon would have fun doing.
Well, I mentioned that one time while hiking Isle Royal, of course, in Lake Superior.
No kidding.
I ran into a moose.
So did Brandon run into a moose?
Yeah. The interesting thing about this letter is he took the Isle Royal is a huge island.
Yeah, it's beautiful, gorgeous.
Oh, it's incredible.
Oh, my God. Amazing. Yeah. In the entire world, nowhere's like it.
Yeah. We spent 5 days hiking over 30 miles. It was a wonderful experience.
Well, nowhere near the time we're going to spend reading about it.
I'm not going to read you most. I just want to say that he says, be sure to bring Dramamine. He goes, I spent 4 years on a carrier in the ocean. I spent 3 hours on Lake Superior, and I had a big bag. I was barfing in the entire time.
Oh.
Thank you, Brandon.
Nothing like seasick.
Ugh. That is definitely the worst. Let's see now. Okay.
You want a nickname story?
Yeah, what do you got?
Ken writes in. He says, heard you talking about how people get nicknames. I grew up in Utah, went to school with a guy who was in an accident as an early teen. He was cutting firewood with his dad. He tripped on some tree limbs, fell on his father's chainsaw.
Oh, God.
The saw blade cut through his shorts and cut open his scrotum.
Oh, my Lord.
Doctors were able to sew his sac back up, but they were not able to repair his right testicle, leaving him with just the left. Do you guys have any guesses as to what they called him thereafter?
Testy lefty or something?
Lefty, yes. Apparently one ball was plenty. Because he got two girls pregnant before they graduated high school.
It's got a happy ending.
Well, there you go.
I wasn't expecting that.
No, he's got a story. Hey, you want to see my one ball?
You should proofread those.
Well, that's the problem with this. I don't have time to proofread any of these things.
Ken in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Oh.
Where the voodoo is.
thank you very much.
Hitler. He only had one ball. Hitler. Is that true? He only had one ball?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That song was, in fact, being sung by the very brave men and women out there. But I don't think he actually had only one testicle.
Did it happen? Do we know how he only had one ball or born that
Maybe
way?
Maybe he fell on a chainsaw. We don't know.
I think the implication is that he was less manly.
I bet he fell on one of those German helmets with the big spike on
it. Oh, that'll do it.
He was a teetotaler, though. Did you know that?
Who?
He did not drink alcohol.
Really?
You know why? You know why? Because he was a mean drunk.
Wasn't he massively addicted to amphetamines?
Yeah. I believe mescaline is the drug of choice for
mescaline. Really?
Oh, he liked it. Yeah.
The things they were doing.
I thought it was amphetamine.
Well,
part of that, yeah.
Is it mescaline?
Mescaline is speed, too, I thought.
No, that's LSD.
Is that LSD?
Yeah, mescaline's psychoactive.
There's a great book out there called Blitzed about all that they were doing with drugs.
Is there a chapter on John F. Kennedy?
This is all Nazi-related.
And can you imagine that?
There is one on...
They were sort of...
I would have said that out loud. Bobby, okay.
They were discovering all these drugs, too. They were kind of inventing all of them.
Yeah,
crazy.
Keep the soldiers up and fight.
Keep them up.
Yeah. Great. Thanks.
Some say they were dabbling in the dark arts as well.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The dark arts.
Yeah, like trying to conjure up demons and Satan.
All kinds of crazy. The idea for the Ark of the Covenant and Hitler had all that for Indiana Jones, they didn't just come up with it. That's kind of the historical edges, I think.
They're fascinated by that stuff.
Yeah. Now, we've gone off on a tangent, which is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I have been forbidden from reading the name of a certain state.
Yes.
Uses the Wolverine as their mascot.
Yes, I will not say that. But we have an interesting, kind of an unusual news story.
From unsaid state.
Dateline.
You can say cities.
South Haven. A town that is on a body of water that Chicago is on.
Yes.
So you're probably saying
Chicago River?
It's a lake.
Illinois?
No, it's a lake.
A group is ending a 20-year search for a plane that crashed into Lake Michigan in 1950.
He said Michigan.
Hey.
So it counts if I say the name of the lake?
Yes.
And what was the bet? $1,000 to each of us?
Yeah. What's the fine, Jason? How much was it?
$1,000.
You leave for an hour.
What an interesting find.
Let's not get carried away. Hang on a second.
But where does he have to go? I like to think that he just has to sit on the stairs outside for 1 hour.
Like in timeout?
It's too hot.
And go watch the rap.
But just be hot.
I'm not going to force Eddie to set a mic up outside.
Well, no, you don't
get to talk. That's part of the deal.
He thinks he can still be up.
They were trying to find this plane. Yeah. It just gets sadder and sadder, but they're giving up. They're not going to look for it anymore.
Okay.
Wait a minute. So
what's the point of the story?
What the F is the story again?
They've been searching for this plane for 20 years.
So what?
And it's been lost for 75.
Yeah.
Those people are dead.
58 people.
No, they just need the plane back. Hey, you know, we can make some money with that plane. You know what kind of scrap metal we're talking about?
The Iranian Air Force needs a new plane.
The story is it's still missing.
Yeah, and they're giving up.
Is this the story that's going to make us all mad?
Yes, it is.
He did say it would make us angry and depressed.
I told you.
Yeah.
The Valerie Van Heest, which is apparently a dude. I don't know.
That's the name of the plane?
No, that's the guy.
That's the name of the plane.
Isn't Valerie? Oh, wait a minute.
It's a Russian name.
Yeah, but Valerie Brumel was the famous Russian high jumper.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if this
what
is.
What year was that?
You kidding
like
me?
The 50s, 60s, late 50s. Oh, 50s, man, was, something like man, that.
So long as she knows I'm the same boy I used to be.
Valerie. Director of the Blank Shipwreck Association. Oh, she's a lady. Thank you. Sorry, Valerie.
She's a lady.
You remember the Monkees, Valerie? That's a pretty good song.
That is good.
I like
pretty
that
good song.
Song.
Damn fine song.
Hell of a lot better than this story.
This story just...
Christy.
Yes. Yes, Christy. We should have just played the song Valerie by the Monkees.
Yes.
Sang along. Had some fun.
Right? Start a day off with a big...
They scoured 700 square miles at the bottom of a lake that shall remain unnamed.
Okay.
And your point?
They're giving up the search.
But, boy, you know they found other crazy things.
Sure.
At the bottom of Lake Mish?
Yeah, was it there? You can say it.
Oh, I can say it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I say no. You can't say it either.
Let's stay away from it.
Nobody can say it.
All right.
It's over.
See, but that would be interesting, finding what did they find?
Yes.
You know? Not that they're giving up the search, it'd be fun.
But they're finding, the technology's getting so advanced, they're finding amazing stuff now all over the world.
I thought somebody took a picture of the Loch Ness Monster a couple days ago. Like a decent picture.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I thought so.
I mean, that should be headline news.
Was Bigfoot surfing with it or something?
Boy.
Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, mainstream media. Keeping that from us.
Have you ever watched that show on National Geographic where they pull the water away and you get to see things that have been buried under the ocean forever?
No.
It's incredible.
Cool.
What is it?
It's on National Geographic. They
pull mud back and there's stuff?
No, it's on like, you know, an AI kind of thing, but they can make the water disappear and you can see the way it is.
A lot better than that one in the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
If you've seen that lately.
I'd argue that still is okay.
That wasn't bad. Considering they basically had crayons and a coloring book to work with.
Special effects have come a long way.
They have, but that one's pretty good.
In any event, the plane, they think, broke into small pieces and it's buried in the muck. So,
all right, well.
It's sad about the people being, you know, died and everything. So
the search is over.
Sorry.
It's called Drain the Oceans.
They were Catfish Charlie years ago.
Yeah. Let's move forward here. It's time to check in with the world of sports.
Okay.
And Chick McGee at the Bob and Tom Sports Desk. What's happening?
Let's see. United States track star Chris Robinson.
The lead singer of the Black Crowes?
Not that Chris Robinson.
Suffered an unfortunate wardrobe malfunction during a hurdles race.
He is very thin.
Broadcast footage captured at the Ostrava Golden Spike meet in the Czech Republic shows Mr. Robinson's shorts slipping up and exposing his penis as he sprints down the track and jumps over hurdles.
I want to see it.
I saw his shorts.
We've had a heck of a time seeing
seeing
actual video.
Here we go. Whoa.
There he is right there.
Know something.
Oh, there we go.
It's flying out.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I'm not sure if more offended or impressed. At the end, it's just flopping.
I'm oddly...
he's laughing.
I'm oddly aroused. Josh, what do you think?
It's huge.
Did he win that heat, by the way?
The incident did not seem to deter the 24-year-old. Still finished first in the men's 400-meter hurdles.
Because typically, typically you don't have a third leg in a race that isn't a relay. Although he does have quite the baton. Yeah. The next guy's going to grab that thing. The next guy grabs that thing and runs off. It is just flying
That's
out there.
Impressive.
It was almost flopping out and hit his chest.
How did you find one that everyone I found this morning had that blackened out thing?
But, well, his is.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.